AFI Boot Camp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.
Well, here we are, but we're not in Miami. We're in North Las Vegas. We're here in Las Vegas. We're at the VGT Victor Golf Tango Airport, which no flying service. We use their facilities. And we're in a classroom. We got 10 people in the class. Well, five remote, five in person. And we're getting ready for our Miami class coming up, which I forgot how many people has in it. But we'll look what the lay of the land is. There's about 54 of you here. So hello. If you're new, welcome. If you're not, well, you kind of know how it goes. So we're going to step through this presentation, which I think you'll find it interesting. It's part of our curriculum at CFI Bootcamp because we have to teach additional ratings, which we're going to be covering in the next hour anyway in our presentation for flight instructor regulations. So suffer through me, suffer with me as I try to get through this with my sinus thing going on. So, but we're here, we're going to get her done. So, and then we'll take a break about halfway through. I'll show you some things we're working on. I'll give some inside track stuff. And then I will, watching you from a DC-3? Well, who knew? Stephanie's watching us from a DC-3. I had to say something about that. Let's do that. That's probably better. Put the input volume way up there. That's better, Wendell says. Okay, excellent. All right. So let's get off this topic. Let's get on to what we're going to talk about here. So I should have that queued up here. Well, somewhere. Here, PowerPoint. So. Okay, take a second to get it going. Here it is, finally shows up. Okay, let me set up the show here. Huh? That's Wendell. Wendell's just on near Portland, near the river, the Washington State area. Okay. Huh? Okay, let's step through. So. Title of this particular lesson, this particular power hour, is going to be, what does it take to become a CFII, and can it be done as an initial flight instructor rating? People ask this all the time, and it's funny the answers you get. The answer is yes. It wouldn't be the most common thing in the world to do, but it could be a better way to go for a lot of people. So what I want to do is cover this in terms of additional ratings. So adding it on as to an existing flight instructor rating, and then also doing it as an initial flight instructor rating. Like we have this class. This class has five people here, five remote, and they're doing initial CFI with flight instructor airplane single engine. That's what you're doing. But you could have easily done airplane multi-engine. It could be the MEI first or CFII first. You can do that. That's an initial. So let's move ahead with the presentation, as they said. So what does it take to be a flight instructor instrument? What's typically done, right after you do CFI airplane, which is what we're doing here. That's the first thing. We're going to review a lot of content here. So one second. It is required at many flight schools now. So a lot of schools won't hire you as a CFI unless you also have your CFII, because there's good reasons for that. So reason for it is CFIs, double I, if they already have it, they don't need time off work to work on the ratings. If you're in a busy flight school, like I was chief pilot of a super busy 141 school, all I want you to do is go fly every day. I want you to fly time out. I want you to hit 8 hours a day, six students. I want you to make sausages, what I say, sausage making. I don't care what goes inside as long as it looks like a sausage when it's done. Six of those per day, and I want you to time out every day. If you tell me that you've got to go do a rating, I'm not making sausages anymore. So I'd rather hire someone else who can help me make sausages, right? So that's why. We don't want people taking a month off or 2 weeks off or going home to do that. Because it's going to slow the factory down. And nothing is worse than when the factory is slowed down. Because then everybody, chief pilot, owner, everybody complains. Students, everybody. So you should make sure that you have your double I. Either or work at a place that doesn't care and has flexibility in that. But that's becoming more and more of a requirement. A lot of schools we're finding, okay? Especially as the flight instructor market is drying up a little bit, or just in the beginning because of the, Reason that's happening is because we don't have enough captains. So people are waiting. We're waiting for them to upgrade. And also Boeing missed some deliveries. So those airplanes should have been crewed, but there's no airplanes there. So a lot of those flights routes are being canceled. But they'll be back at some point soon. And then life will be back to wonderful again. But in the meantime, you may have to have your double up.